57.0. EDG 011404202060821, audio. This morning I asked myself the following question: how can I obtain a stable image in a rotating station? Before attempting to answer, I'll clarify one point. The SSV has a specific orientation. The front of the station is located on the opposite side from the motors. If the original motors are retained, this station could benefit from four sufficiently powerful motors to move a celestial object. However, that's a topic for another discussion. The front of the SSV is the area of the station's domes. We believe this area is ideal for installing cameras or mini telescopes. Let's continue. Assuming this station rotates at 2 revolutions per minute, RPM, a fixed camera on one of the domes will have difficulty transmitting a static image to the station in real time. Computerized correction is possible, but we believe it's possible to improve this. Now, let's assume there are 4 cameras at the end of this station, specifically 1 per dome. A real-time, static image can be captured every 30 seconds, assuming a rotational speed of 2 revolutions per minute, RPM. This image isn't entirely accurate because the station will be moving during those 30 seconds, however, it's close to a real-time image with 4 cameras. You understand the principle: the number of cameras can be increased. To do this, mechanical solutions will need to be found to install cameras between the modules on the front of the SSV. Let's try to go further. How many high-quality, static images could a single camera or a mini-telescope capture on a rotating dome? Without knowing the exact answer, I imagine several. If we assume that each of these 4 cameras can do the same thing, we believe it would be possible to reproduce a very high-quality, static image with a relatively simple, computerized mathematical algorithm. For now, only 1 moving dome is planned for the SSV. Could this number increase to 2? I don't know. However, I do know one thing: we must maintain the ability to have a real-time image of the front of the station. This ruling rules out the possibility of 4 motorized domes at the front of the station. Within this mathematical algorithm, it must also be possible to reproduce this image with only 1 or 2 cameras. This ruling is based on the station's safety. In our view, we currently have the ability to obtain a very high-quality image in front of the station, almost in real time. The accuracy will therefore be determined by the number of images taken during the station's rotation. Here, I'm addressing the IT specialists. Is a simple, almost intervention-free management system possible to obtain an image whether the station is rotating or not? I'm referring to a computer program that will be able to easily adjust for the forward image, regardless of whether the station is rotating or not. Before concluding this short paragraph, I want to reiterate that domes filled with a concrete-like substance are currently planned for this station. This choice is based not only on radiation, but also on the protection of the modules. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is April 14, 2026.